You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Out of all the supplies and goods that get shipped within the United States, about 70% travel by truck. That makes trucking a competitive industry for the hundreds of thousands of different companies around the country. This year, the business is seeing a bit of a downturn. More than 600 carriers went out of business in the first half of this year. That's more than double the amount of closures in all of 2018. But our next guest says, given the up and down nature of trucking, it's not entirely unexpected. Jennifer Smith is a reporter at The Wall Street Journal covering logistics and the supply chain. Jennifer, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure.
Can you give us a sense of how tough this year's been in terms of these trucking company closures?
So 2019 has been a challenging year for a number of trucking companies, and it's in a large degree because 2018 was a really great year to be providing freight transportation. There was a lot of demand, and a lot of trucking companies, large and small, did very well. Fast forward to 2019, that demand has dropped off a little bit, especially on the industrial side. That's driven in part by concerns about trade and the tariffs and general sort of an uncertainty as companies, manufacturers are sort of delaying some decisions, and the volume of freight that they're moving isn't what it used to be. So there's that piece. Then at the same time, so you have less revenue for some trucking companies, but at the same time, their costs remain the same, particularly for those that had raised pay for their drivers in 2018. So, you know, they've got the same expenses and less revenue coming in. So that puts some of them in a little bit of a spot.
So not that 2019 is historically a really bad year for trucking. It's just that it's maybe more of a normal year after people geared up after a fantastic year. Is that right?
You could definitely say that the year-to-year comps are pretty challenging. The overall freight volumes have been sort of softening and leveling off, but it's certainly not it's not so much a crash as it would be a pretty marked contrast to what was an atypical year the prior year.
But a fair amount of companies, it sounds like, have closed especially in the first half of 2019. Now, how do we compare to the pace of trucking company closures previously?
So for the stats that we have looked at, the pace of failures on trucking company failures was definitely up for the first half of the year, a number of times beyond what it was in 2018. And of course, every business has its own story that led it to the process of closing the doors. But what does seem to be happening is for trucking companies that relied heavily on what's called the spot market, where they're picking up freight that needs to be moved on online load boards versus having these longer term arrangements with customers, spot market pricing really dove this year, and that's hurt trucking companies that had a lot of their business in the spot market. So that's one aspect of what was happening. I've also heard anecdotally that insurance costs have been going up, and that can be difficult for some carriers, for smaller carriers, or for carriers if you've had a very bad accident. Obviously your rates are going to go up, or perhaps there's even a judgment, a court judgment against you that can kind of cause the company to have some difficulty.
And did I read this right? In some cases, a company is shutting down and their drivers are still out on the road, and all of a sudden their gas cards are offline. They're basically stuck.
That has happened. It's happened in past trucking failures, and it did happen last month with the closure of a Denver-based trucking company. Obviously, that's not how you'd ideally like to wind a business down. And of course, that also leaves the prospect of shippers wondering where their freight is. You know, it's in the back of a truck that's somewhere, and the driver can't get back, and he can't get gas in the truck. So in that most recent case, when I'd spoken with one of the former executives with the company, he had said he was working to get those fuel cards turned back on so the drivers could deliver their loads and get home. But that's one of the hazards that happens when a trucking company shuts down. If there's not a lot of notice, people and freight can just be stranded.
When we see a bunch of companies shut down, as we did at least in the first half of this year, does that mean overall there's less trucking, less shipping going on? Or is it also that there's consolidation? So some of those bigger companies might be taking up more of the load?
It's hard for me to speak directly to that. What I think it speaks most clearly to are that operating conditions are a little bit more challenging this year than they were previously. Trucking is a very fragmented industry, and even the very largest publicly traded companies that have thousands of trucks, most of the freight in the U.S. that moves by truck is being moved by quite small trucking companies that maybe have 20 trucks or less, a lot of owner-operators who are in the mix. There are individual circumstances that can lead to some of the shutdowns, but certainly the challenging pricing is not helping, nor is the fact that the cost for sort of retaining drivers has gone up over the past year.
Talking to Jennifer Smith from the Wall Street Journal about the trucking industry, more closures in that industry than last year for a variety of reasons, as we're hearing. And Jennifer, your reporting opened my eyes. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes in the trucking world. There's been a technological, I don't know about revolution, but a big change in terms of how shippers find people to carry their freight driven by online technology. What has been the change there?
So there's been a lot of moves in what's called online freight brokerage, or what a lot of startups had called themselves Uber for freight. Now, of course, Uber has its own online freight brokerage called Uber Freight, so that name maybe doesn't have as much power in an elevator pitch as it used to. But what's happening is, for some years now, there have been things called load boards where retailers or manufacturers who needed to move a load would post up a load on a board, and truckers or carriers could sort of offer a price for it and bid. So that process has been online for some time. What's happened in the last few years is a number of startups had come up that are using algorithms and sort of a more accelerated pace of technology to try and bring more efficiency to that process of kind of getting together shippers and truckers and arranging for loads to be moved. So there's a number of folks that are doing that, and then you also have transportation companies that have traditionally had freight brokerage operations. They're spending millions and millions on technology to keep up and to make the process more efficient, because the more efficient it is, the more revenue you can generate.
And you mentioned earlier the spot market. And so if I have that right, and correct me if I don't, that means if I'm a trucking company, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to have a years-long relationship with these companies and ship their stuff, now there's an ability and maybe a temptation to go online and say, hey, there's a premium delivery available tomorrow. I can grab that and maybe make more money than I could have building those long-term relationships. Is that a tendency or a trend?
Well, the spot market has been around for a long time, and that's sort of how freight brokerages do a lot of their business. But it certainly last year, when prices in the spot market were going through the roof, some truckers and certainly some trucking companies might have moved more of their business to the spot market because they could get better prices. The prices there tend to be a little bit more volatile than what you call contract pricing, which is when trucking companies and a manufacturer, or a retailer, or a shipper have a kind of arrangement where, you'll move loads for me at roughly this price. On the shipper side, people also go to the spot market sometimes for whatever reason their load gets turned down by whoever their contract carrier is. Sometimes you need a load to be moved more quickly than you would have thought, so you might go to the spot market to book that transportation. And on the shipper side, now that pricing is not as lucrative on the spot market, perhaps some people are moving more business there, but that's things that may be happening a little bit under the margins.
What are you watching for next as you watch developments in the trucking industry?
Well, we're keeping a close eye on volumes that are coming in through the ports. We're sort of about to head into peak shipping season, the holiday season. So, imports should be coming in, particularly through the West Coast ports. And as those boxes get, unloaded off container ships, they're going to move onto trucks, get moved into warehouses, get moved into distribution centers or online fulfillment centers, and get sent out ultimately to people's homes or to brick and mortar stores. So we're keeping an eye on those volumes to get a sense of how peak might look. Thus far, the carriers that I've talked to, the big trucking companies, seem to think that it'll be, and some of the port operators think that peak season, it should be relatively normal, different than last year, which was an atypical year. But they're expecting, some reasonable holiday volumes. Nothing crazy, I think, in either direction.
Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jennifer Smith is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal covering logistics and the supply chain. I talked to her earlier today about why hundreds of trucking companies have gone out of business this year, more than double the number of closures in all of 2018.